Week 2 of the high school basketball season is here. Teams continue early season games with some Thanksgiving classics, and others are taking some time off. Our preview of all the Upper Cumberland's teams continues now. Joined now by head coach Brandy Alley of the DeKalb County Girls Basketball Program. And coach, I'll start it off. You inherited a team that was right around 500 last year, 4-8 in district play. As you've gotten to know the girls throughout the offseason in this first week and a half of the season here this season, what are you most excited about for your first year coach in Smithville?
I tell you, these girls have really bought into the pace of play that I like, and they have decided that everything's going to be, let's go get it, and whatever I'm saying, they're doing their best to make sure it happens, and it's just been fun watching them develop.
A pretty strong start to the year this year. What's been working well for the girls?
Each girl has their own individual mentality about it, but right now, our speed is to our advantage. And every team we've been able to play against, we've been able to run with them, and it's helped out. And our girls are in shape and ready to go.
Coach, throughout the offseason, I know you got to spend quite a bit of time with them, and I'm sure over the summer as well, and I'm sure they were playing other sports too. But when you first kind of got them together, what was kind of the message to them and kind of the culture that you're trying to set now of yourself here in Smithville?
One thing that I definitely took from Coach Buck working with him was how over what, that phrasing. And everything I tell the girls has just been, we can fix any mistake made, but you've got to go hard doing it. And you've got to hold yourself to a higher standard because you're choosing to represent our school. So everything has just been, how are we accomplishing our goals? Are we giving everything our best? And are we representing ourselves in the school well?
Does it seem like they're kind of buying into that mentality here early on?
They are. They really are. I've got a great group of girls. I could sit here and talk to you for hours about them individually and how good of kids they are. So they're ready to go.
Well, let me ask you about that. I do want to ask about kind of the main contributors, and I'll get to some of the younger players as well. But for you, and you can go through the starters if you want, but contributor-wise, who are going to be some of the girls that will be making some big contributions this season?
We've got Ella Van Franken back, who made some good contributions last year. She's still going to be playing her game. She's going to be one of the main ones. We've got our senior, Madison Martin, who, again, got some good minutes last year. She has stepped up to a leadership role and has just taken over it, and it's been awesome to watch. We have Avery Agee, who is a sophomore, coming in and taking over some leadership. That they're all working together for achieving these goals. She's going to give us some good minutes. Post player that didn't get to play much last year was Tess Barton. She has came in and has worked her tail off this summer and is looking pretty sharp right now. We have Katie Griffiths, who played a couple years ago, who's a junior, and she's going to be doing some contributing. She's been a really good point guard for us. We have Bear Collins, who that name should be familiar from last year. She's a sophomore who's going to come in and do some really good for us. And a freshman, Chloe Van Franken, coming in to give us some good minutes. We've got one point guard who's hurt right now, but Ella Hendrickson will be back, get some contributing, and Allie Fuller will get some good minutes this year.
Talking with head coach Brandy Alley of the DeKalb County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. And coach, it sounds like a really good mix kind of from classes, from freshmen all the way up to seniors. Is that kind of the makeup of the team this year? Or is it dominant in any certain class?
Our junior class is our dominant class. There is more juniors spread out, but we've got two seniors. And then after that, it's kind of spread out.
How nice is that for you in your first year? Of course, you're going to have the seniors to kind of help you out, but then the rest of the girls you get for a couple more years on down the road.
That's a nice feeling because I keep telling them that this is everybody's freshman season. We're starting a whole new program from how I want it and how they're going to fit into it. So it's nice to be able to grow off a freshman season, not start one and lose everybody.
Coach, what type of style are you bringing to the Lady Tigers this season?
I like a fast-paced game, and I like a highly defensive game. So we have been pushing the ball. We have been getting after it defensively, and I hope to see that continue and take off.
Of course, a younger team, a team that was right around 500 last year. After seeing some film on them last year, working with them throughout the offseason, obviously a good start to the season this year. What are some things that you noticed that need some improving that you guys are working on here early on in the season?
Our biggest thing that we're working on is just finding out how to be a team together. Everyone brought something individually so great. There's skill sets that you'll work on until they're seniors in college with everybody, but we're focusing on being a team and doing things together. And every day we make sure we do something that brings us closer.
That's head coach Brandi Alley with the DeKalb County girls basketball program right here on the high school playbook in her first season with the Lady Tigers in Smithville, getting ready for a good season with the basketball program. Coach, we appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
Head coach Dustin Sullivan of the Van Buren County boys basketball program joins us on the high school playbook as they get geared up for another successful season in Spencer. And coach, I want to start it right there. A really nice season last year. You make it to a sub-state game, and of course, you had to play the eventual state champions in East Robertson. But well, what excites you most about this season?
Well, we did finish stronger at the end of the year and caught the eventual state champions right there in the sub-state, and they were hot at the right time and were really talented. But we were excited to get back there after not being in that situation since, like, I think 2017. And, going into this year, we're going to have to work on our guard play. Lost our starting point guard to Bryan College. He graduated. And, that'll be some big shoes to fill. Lost a really good communicator on the defensive end in Taylor Hillis, and one of our big strong post guys underneath. So we've got plenty of stuff for the younger guys and the seniors coming up to try to replace.
So is that kind of the biggest difference from last year to this year? Is that production that you are losing and then just trying to kind of fill in those shoes from last year?
Yeah, I think so. Every year you lose, a few pieces, and you've got to find the younger guys ready to come up and replace them. And, I think the younger guys that will be trying to replace the point guard position, they got some playing time, so they're not inexperienced, but their responsibilities will be a lot more with having to handle the ball with John Allen not there.
Coach, take me through the team this year. Who are going to be some of the contributors, and who are going to have to be some of those younger guys or less experienced guys that are going to have to step up and play some big minutes?
Well, the guys that will be getting, bigger minutes, like I said, the guys that will get the majority of our minutes all got meaningful minutes last year. Nobody is really going to have to step in and have a huge role that didn't already see the floor in every game last season. Probably the guy that's going to have to make the biggest jump is Garen Lewis, not necessarily because, he started last year, but it's just the burden is going to be a lot more on him to handle the basketball without John Allen there. Anytime they were in the game together, he got to play the off guard and not have to have hardly so much pressure on him. John Allen was like a security blanket to help him handle any of the pressure that somebody might have put on us. And that's going to be his job now to be the main ball handler and to take on that role. So his job, even though he was a starter all year last year, and was, real big to our success, is going to change drastically. And there's going to be a lot more pressure on him to handle those types of situations.
Talking with head coach Dustin Sullivan of the Van Buren County boys basketball program right here on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, I know it sounds like the team kind of dealing with some sickness right now, as are a lot of teams and just a lot of people in general right now during the flu season as we get closer to the Thanksgiving. But you've played some games already to start this season and played some really good teams as well. What have you seen from your team that you like or maybe you dislike?
We're going to have to get tougher in a hurry. Pickett County really took it to us Friday night. We played pretty good against Soddy Daisy, and I felt like that we had, we played a lot better than we did like at DeKalb County. But, and the guys know this, if they were to hear me say it on the radio, it's not going to be any different than they've not already heard in the locker room. But, you know, we played Pickett. It was the second game of the day, and they really got after us, and we didn't handle it too well. Whether the reason was that we'd already played or not, we just we weren't mentally and physically as tough as they were, and you know, kind of showed those types of signs against DeKalb County. Had a tie game, and then all of a sudden it was a 15-point lead in the wrong direction. So you know, we've talked about all that. We've watched film. They know what I expect of them, and they know that we're going to have to get mentally and physically tougher to handle those types of games where people really get up into us, or when our backs are against the wall, and you know, and just rise to that type of challenge.
Coach, on the flip side of that, when things have been going well for you guys, at least here in the early part of the season, what are some of the strengths of this team?
Well, I feel like we shoot the ball really good when we get our feet set, and we do a good job as a team of sharing the basketball and get the shot that we want. I feel like we've got a lot of good shooters. Unfortunately, right now we're letting kind of our offense dictate our defense instead of, you know, the other way around. You want your defense to be even stronger when your offense isn't playing real well, and we've kind of let, you know, if we've struggled on offense, let that kind of dictate our energy and our effort on the defensive end, which can't happen. It's got to go in the other direction. But I feel like we've got good shooters, and I feel like we have good good ball handlers when we're patient and we get to where we're supposed to be, and we don't maybe get playing faster than we need to mentally. You can play fast physically. You just got to kind of keep your mind quiet and know where you're going with the basketball, and that's kind of got away from us a few times. But we'll get that fixed. But like I said, I think our strength is shooting the basketball when we're getting the shot that the team needs and not rushing it.
Coach, I want to ask about kind of that physicality and then the kind of the mental toughness part of it as well, kind of speeding up that mentality. Does that come with experience of playing in games, or is there things you can do in practice to kind of work on those two intangibles?
Well, some toughness and playing hard is just an intangible. I've really been harping to the rest of the guys that we need more people that play like Caleb Lawson, he's kind of our foreman right now, and he just plays, you know, he's just the hardest worker on the floor. I feel like on either team, whenever he's out there, and I don't feel like I've ever done anything special to make him that way. I just feel like that he intangibly just works harder than everybody else. So I think a lot of it is innate, and the guys have to kind of just look in the mirror and figure out, oh, that's what it looks like to play hard, and I have to do that, you know, at all times. And, you know, they'd all tell you that I've not shied away from telling them that they need to watch Caleb play and do a lot more of what he does when he's out on the floor as far as playing hard. As far as the pressure and handling things like that, we can work on that type of stuff. Anytime a team really pressures early in the year, I think that's kind of to the advantage of the defense. You can do that stuff early in the year when you've not had many practices, and it can pay some dividends that I think, you know, later in the year, you know, you're more in game shape, you're more into used to seeing that night in and night out, knowing where the ball needs to go. And, you know, I don't feel like pressure has as much of an impact later in the year as it does maybe early in the season. So we'll get all that worked out.
That's head coach Dustin Sullivan with the Van Buren County Boys Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook as they get geared up for another successful season down in Spencer. Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you.
Joined now by head coach Anthony Lippe of the Warren County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, I got to go back to last year. I know we've talked about it before. Really successful year. District runner-up, region quarterfinal win, the first time in a very long time for that Warren County Girls Basketball Program. As you guys have gone through this offseason and now here into the first couple weeks of this season, what excites you most about the team this season?
Well, I mean, we just have experience. We've got girls that have been there, and they understand, you know, kind of the expectations that we have and the standard that we've set. But it's nice to know, you know, that they've been through it. It's always, you know, a good feeling as a coach to know that, you know, I've been there with a lot of youth on the floor, and it can be, it can be a long season. It can be tough on you, but to know that you've got girls that know what you expect, they've been in your program, they know, you know, just simple things, you know, what to do in certain situations and scenarios. It's just good to have that there going into this season.
How much of an advantage is that, and how comfortable does it make you to have that experience? I know I got a chance to talk with Coach Neil Capps at Stone Memorial, and he pretty much said the same thing after making their deep run last year, saying they've got the experience this year, and it seems like it might be an advantage for those type of teams this year, too.
It is, and you really, you don't understand it until you've been through that process. You know, going in like my first year, you know, you go into practice. I mean, you've got summer, but it's really not the same. But you're going in, you're trying to install things, you're trying to teach, and it's just even it affects even the flow of practice. I mean, what the way that we practice now, you know, compared to my first year, I mean, I'm having to stop every few seconds and show this and show that and explain why we do things the way that we do them. And you know, you get into your second and third year and you can really get more out of your practices because you're not having to stop so much and just explain and teach and explain over and over again. You really can just, you know, get some good quality scrimmage. You know, you can you kind of pick your points of emphasis and what you're trying to get. And so it just, like I said, unless you've been through that process and understand what it really means and how it affects the program as a whole, it really does take, you know, a few years just to even get the ball rolling in a situation like what we've been through in our girls program.
Coach, kind of going off of that, how do you take the success of last year and then the consistency and the continuity of what you guys have this year, the experience, and build on that success from last year going into this year?
Well, one thing I think you got to do is you got to say that, yeah, it's nice to look back on last year, but it doesn't matter. You know, it what we did last year doesn't really have, you know, any effect on what we're going to do this year. And so you don't want to ride off the coattails. You've got to continue, you know, to be hungry for success, and you got to continue to chip away at trying to get better. Because at the end of the day, you know, these teams are coming in here to play us and they don't really care what you did last year. And so it's, you find that out pretty quick. You know, I've talked to a lot of coaches, you know, and several really good ones, you know, around the Upper Cumberland, and, you know, they'll tell you it's easy to get there. It's hard to stay there. Because once you have some success, I mean, you don't kind of fly under the radar anymore, and everybody's got you circled on their schedule. And so that's what, you know, that's what we're learning early this year.
Talking with head coach Anthony Lippi of the Warren County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned already kind of into the season this year, got a good win against Tullahoma last night, but you've played some really good basketball teams already early on this season. What have you thought about your girls' play so far this year?
Well, we came out strong against Walker Valley, and then, you know, this past Saturday, we found out pretty quick again that, you know, it doesn't matter what you did last year because we played some big teams, Bradley and York, and did not play very good basketball at all on the weekend, kind of put a bad taste in our mouth and, you know, just didn't shoot the ball very well. I think we shot 26% from the field against Bradley. I still wonder how we even got 35 points on the board against them. Didn't shoot it from the free throw line, you know, very well at 57%. Then we turned right around and won up that by shooting 18% against York. York is well coached. They're an outstanding team. I look for them to, you know, get to the finals again this year. If they continue to play the way that they are, but yeah, just had to go back to the drawing board and really look and evaluate ourselves and what we're trying to do in our program. And I was glad to see that our girls responded last night and played a really good game against Tullahoma, a tough team that's extremely physical. And so I was glad to see that turnaround, you know, but we had to make some major adjustments. And of course, you know, we had some girls and still do that are trying to, you know, stay healthy. I mean, we've got some injuries that are lingering and things that kind of played a part over the weekend. But, again, that's still no excuse. And if we're going to be a competitive team, we've got to be, you know, we've got to compete night in, night out.
A very experienced team for the Lady Pioneers this season as they look to try to build on the success of last season. That's head coach Anthony Lippi with the Warren County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Have a happy Thanksgiving and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Joined now by head coach Neil Capps of the Stone Memorial Boys Basketball Program right here on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, a really successful season last year, 22-11 record, but you guys make it to the 3A state semifinals where you take on the eventual state champions. You take them down to the wire in that ball game. And coach, I'll just start it right there. After the success of last season, how excited are you guys for this season?
Well, as a coach, I mean, I'm really excited for the simple fact that you know, one of the things that every coach wants going into every season is kids with experience. And, you know, I've got almost every kid back from that team except for two seniors. And so I've got a bunch of experienced guys that understand situations, that understand the pressures of high school basketball. And so I'm very, very excited to have this group, you know, that has that experience, that it, you know, like you said, went up against the best the state has to offer in the AAA division. And, you know, stood toe-to-toe with them for 32 minutes and just came up a little short. But to be able to go into a new season with this level of just experience, you know, it doesn't mean anything. One thing it means is that you're going to get everybody's best game. Everybody's going to circle you on the calendar, and they're going to be ready for you. And you got to bring it every night. So I'm very excited, you know, and to have this. But, you know, when you do, there's a lot of expectations goes with it. And so we just hope that we can show our maturity and show up every night and compete just, you know, represent Stone Memorial properly.
Coach, what is that pressure like after last year? I don't think anybody outside of your guys' locker room maybe would have expected you guys to make it to that state tournament, but you guys do so, and you played some really good basketball at that time as well. Now those expectations have certainly risen from last year. What is that pressure like kind of coming into this season?
Well, it's a little bit, you know, we foresee it. A lot of people's been in that situation before. And I always tell them, you know, we snuck up on people last year. You know, nobody expected us to do that. So we were able to sneak up on people. Well, this year you're not. And you know, and it starts, I told our kids, it starts in practice. You don't just show up for games. You know, now everybody's going to be ready for us. They're going to have us scouted. They're going to have a better scout. They're going to play harder, run faster, jump higher. That means that we have to do all those things in our preparation, even in practice. Our practices have to be better. Practices have to be more intense. Our practices have to be more focused. That will make us better. And when you get everybody, and like I said, you couple that with everybody playing very hard against you every night, that's going to make you better too. So we're looking forward to the challenge. We're looking forward to it because, you know, like the old saying is, you win or you learn. You win or you learn. And we take those lessons throughout every game this season. Hopefully we can work on ourselves and get better each night. And hopefully we can live up to some expectations for sure.
Talking with head coach Neil Capps of the Stone Memorial Boys Basketball Program right here on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. A state semifinals appearance a year ago and returning a lot of that talent from last year. And coach, I want to go into that. The team that you have this year, of course, your son now a sophomore and Cade Capps. You have Matthew Bilbrey, your point guard, who played really well last season. Those two especially are going to be some big contributors. Who else are going to have to step up and play some good minutes this year for you guys?
Well, it starts with our older guys. Obviously, we know about Cade and Matthew, but you know, it starts. Every good team has to have a good point guard, and we got a guy that returning that started every game for us last year with Blake Holt. Blake Holt is a good point guard. He understands his role. He'll knock down shots when he's called on for him to knock down those open shots. He's good at off the bounce and attacking and finding open people. He's a good defender, and he doesn't really feel like he has to force stuff. He don't feel like he has to force a shot or he has to get his points. The thing that Blake looks to do is just, he looks to make a play. And that's all we need. That's what we need him to do. And he's really solid at doing that. So we're looking forward for what he brings. We've got Connor Bowman, the returning starter from last year. He's a kid that we really like, because he does a lot of different things for us. He's a dirty work guy. He's the guy that will box out every time, take charges, dive on the floor. He'll bring it up the floor if he needs to. He'll attack and he can finish around the rim. He can penetrate and kick, or, you know, and he'll even knock down a shot for you. He just does a lot of different things for you. The things that, the people in the crowd may not see sometimes, just that dirty work that is behind the scenes stuff. And then a kid that probably will get a lot of people's attention is Brady Lane. Brady Lane he came to us last year. Last year was his first year with us as a sophomore. You know, he's an all region football player, really good athlete, competitor, hard nosed. He's about 6'5", 215. Enjoys contact and physicality. You know, he's good. He's a relentless worker on the boards. So there, and then, you know, coming off the bench, we got kids. Preston Mayberry, he was a major contributor last year, coming in with defensive energy, ball handling, and knocking down shots. You know, and really helped us in every game last year. Made contributions every game. We also have a kid that. That's going to back up Brady at the five, who's just, he's another one of those dirty work guys that just comes in and does his job rebounding, post defenders. And that's Jaden Eldridge. Jaden does a lot for us. He's very physical. He competes at every level of the game. He's a competitor and he really makes us physical. And another kid that we are very fortunate to have gotten is a kid that moved in here from California, Wyatt Growth, G-R-O-T-H-E, Growth. Really strong kid, about 6 foot, really strong guard, athletic.
That's head coach Neil Capps with the Stone Memorial Boys basketball program, just reloading, getting ready for another great season in Crossville. Coach Capps, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Jacob, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you guys and everything you do for Upper Cumberland sports. We thank you guys.
Joined now by head coach Kim Cram Torres of the Cumberland County girls basketball program right here on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. And coach, kind of a weird season last year. You've been with the Lady Jets for quite some time, but last year, your first season as head coach, get named that kind of the summer before last season started. Just take me through, what were your thoughts of last season's success after winning a regular season district title?
Well, I was really pleasantly surprised with how the regular season ended for us. I thought that we were able to really maximize the time that we had with our players, and we got the most out of them that we could. And they were just really fantastic and absorbed everything. So for me, I was pleasantly surprised and happy with how it ended. They exceeded our expectations. Obviously, the district tournament was a little bit different. I don't think we were quite ready for that. Our players weren't quite ready for that tournament. But overall, we walked out of last season feeling that we had accomplished some good stuff.
Coach, how nice is it now that you've had a full off season, a full preseason to work with your team as head coach of the program, and how excited are you guys to finally get started?
Well, I think, you know, from a player standpoint, when the season really starts and the games come, that's really what you're working for. So I think the girls are really excited that, you know, they've started playing games. And the same thing for us as well as coaches. You know, we worked really hard during the summertime to kind of get ready for this season. We really went out and played a tough summer schedule. I want to say we played like 26 games in whatever amount of time we could have. And so it was an incredibly tough summer. And we wanted to really challenge our players to the most, you know, that we could to get the most out of them. And so I think that we're ready to play a difficult schedule this year, which, you know, we've already started. You know, we opened with Pickett County, which they're just tough. They're just a really tough opponent. And we played Cookeville and lost in overtime a couple nights ago. by 5, and then tonight we come back and play McMinn Central. So our schedule's grueling, but I think we're really prepared to play it.
Coach, take me through the team this year. Of course, you return a lot of the players from last year, a lot of good senior leadership, and Emery Barragona probably stands out the most on your squad, but she's got some really good players around her as well. Who are going to be some big contributors for your team this year?
Well, you know, obviously we expect a lot out of Jalen Baldwin. She's a post player of ours that got hurt earlier in the season last year. And so she led us. She was second in our leading us in scoring last season, and that was with an injury for most of it. So we're expecting a lot from her. She's had a huge first couple of games for us. So obviously we're expecting a lot from her. Obviously, Abby Houston, she made 8 3-pointers against Pickett County. She can really shoot it, but this year is going to be tough. You know, people try to really cover her up quite a bit, but when she gets going, she's really, really good. We expect a lot from Georgia Bell Anderson. She's a huge role player for us, tough kid. Probably the biggest one that we're expecting to kind of have a breakthrough year will be Aaliyah Hawkins. She was a freshman for us last year. She's multi-talented, and we're expecting a lot from her this year.
Talking with head coach Kim Cram-Torres of the Cumberland County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, throughout the offseason and in the preseason, you mentioned how many games you played and the tough schedule that you played. What were some things that you were really focusing on to try to improve maybe from last season into this season?
Well, I really wanted us, you know, we really have to get a good rhythm going for us offensively. That's something, you know, concept-wise and the things that we do, trying to get everybody in the same place mentally and physically, understanding how we want things done. So that's been a big task for us that we really struggled with this summer. And so that's something we continue to just work on. Defensively, we've gotten a lot better. I thought we were really good defensively last year. We were really good defensively this summer. And so I think to win in the against the teams that we're playing, we have to be able to, you know, limit scoring for other teams. But that being said, we've also got to be able to score. And so it's a fine balance. And we don't play anybody that's easy. So those are the things that we've really tried to focus on, is just getting into a good rhythm offensively.
Coach, lastly, Coach McWilliams leaves a little over a year ago and after the previous season. After you came in and took that head coaching position, did you try to change the culture or maybe instill your own type of culture or style into the program at all?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the culture at CCHS has always been pretty tough. I think the kids who grow up in our community and throughout the Upper Cumberland are tough. So, you know, I don't want to say we had to change the culture, because the culture is and has always been about toughness and about, you know, wanting to win and wanting to be competitive. So in regards to that, I don't think we had to really get in and change anything, because the kids already had that mindset. But it was more about the way we were going to go about doing it, the way we were going to prepare every day for it. I think those were the things that we really wanted to fix, because in a matter of 3 years, those players had 2 different coaches. And so we really wanted to kind of stabilize that in regards of expectations and how to conduct ourselves every single day in practice.
That's head coach Kim Cram-Torres of the Cumberland County Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, getting ready for another good season in the tough 7AAA. Coach, we appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
I appreciate you guys.
Joined now by head coach Josh Hurd of the Cookeville Boys Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. And Coach, all started off last season right a little above 500, 5-3 in district play, in a really good district in that new district. The season itself was kind of up and down, and then you guys found some good consistency and success late in the year. What were your thoughts on last season?
You know, I thought we had a good year.
with just having, you know, multiple sophomores playing, you know, playing a lot of minutes, you know. And, you know, late in the year, I thought those guys kind of grew up a little bit. You know, they kind of realized how the game was played, and the game kind of slowed down for them a little bit. So, you know, we were able to get some, put some wins together, you know, late in the season. But, you know, very pleased, you know, very pleased with how we ended. You know, we ended together, even though we didn't have the outcome that we wanted. You know, we still fought to the end, and we played hard.
After finding that groove that you mentioned kind of late in the season, those sophomores kind of coming into their own, how excited does that make you and the guys in general for this season?
You know, it's big time for us. You know, we had a good summer with those guys, just playing basketball, you know, just being able to do some things that we did not see them do, you know, late in the season. With experience, you know, just for them to be able to see it during the summer, where it was great. So, you know, starting this year off, you know, we have, you know, tremendous, tremendous high hopes, you know, for our team. You know, we were hit with an injury bug during the summer with one of our key players, losing him for another year. But, you know, we're gonna, you know, continue to fight.
Coach, take me through the rest of the team. What's the makeup of it this year? Who are going to be some of the big returners especially? And then who are maybe some of the less experienced guys who are going to be stepping up and making a big impact this year?
Yeah. I mean, our key player, which, you know, everyone knows is, you know, is Josh Hurd, you know, going into his junior year. You know, he's been starting since he's been a freshman, been leading the team in scoring, you know, multiple years. So, you know, we're looking at him to have a big year for us this year, just to, you know, be able to help us rebound, help us score, create shots for other people. You know, he's going to have a big load to carry. Bennett Reeves and Jack Oakley, you know, those two guys have got to be great leaders for us, you know, on and off the court. And, you know, Jack Oakley, you know, he didn't get a lot of playing time last year, but, you know, he's had a tremendous summer playing AAU ball and tremendous summer with us during camp. You know, great ability to shoot the ball. You know, he got some great size to him. You know, so, you know, we're looking for, you know, great things out of him. And Bennett, you know, he's just our workhorse. You know, he's Mr. Fix-It for us. You know, he plays hard, he rebounds, he plays defense, handles the ball. You know, he's that guy that we go to that we need something done. So he's going to be a big, you know, big asset for us, with both of those guys being juniors as well. And also Dante Potts Hurd, you know, the transfer from Atlanta, you know, this is going to be his junior year. You know, we're looking at big things coming out of him at the point guard position, just being able to get us into stuff and handle the ball. You know, he adds additional scoring for us as well. You know, he can break down the defense. But he can also rebound the ball because of his athleticism. So looking at some big things for him. The two newcomers are, you know, the up-and-coming sophomores. My other son, Jalen Hurd, and his other sophomore running mate, Jaron Davis. You know, looking for, you know, those two are going to play a lot of minutes. You know, they mainly played JV last year. You know, they got in a couple of games late in the season, you know, when they're, you know, their playing time picked up a little bit. Both those guys have a knack for scoring. You know, they can both shoot the ball. Jalen is more of the point guard set of it, and Jaron's more like the shooting guard set of it. And, you know, they can both score the ball. You know, they can handle it. They're strong with it. They're both athletic, you know, at the sophomore position, and their confidence is through the roof. So, you know, we're looking for tremendous things out of those two guys as well.
Talking with head coach Josh Hurd of the Cookeville Boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, I got a chance to listen to a couple of your pregame interviews with Jake, who has been coming out to do those before you guys get going in a couple of your games this season. And one of the things that stood out to me in your last one was you talked about this team has a lot of basketball players and true basketball players rather than maybe just athletes who come out to play the sport of basketball. How much of an advantage is that to have a full roster of just basketball guys who live and breathe the game?
You know, it's big, you know, and when I say that, you know, the teams that I've had in the past, they've heard me use that reference a lot. So, you know, that's not a downfall to those guys or me calling those guys out. That's just, you know, with these guys, with the guys that we have on this team right here, you know,
majority of these guys just play basketball, you know. So, and they also play basketball during the summer with AAU teams. So, you know, their main focus is the sport of basketball. So their experience level is higher than those guys that, you know, may not play basketball, you know, during the summer and things of that nature. So that's what I mean by that. You know, we have basketball players playing basketball. You know, if, you know, it's a comfort, it's a comforting feel when you can just go out and you can just tell the boys, just play. You know, I'm sure coaches probably think that that's actually a name of a play that we have, but it's not. It's just me actually telling those boys to just play basketball. And they just have a knack for that. You know, they can score. They know how to create stuff for each other. They just know how to play basketball. So, you know, to be able to just call that during the game at any point in time, it don't matter what defense they're doing, you know, that is a tremendous asset, you know. So just to be able to have that experience, man, is awesome for us. And it's already showed already, you know, throughout the summer, and it showed in the first game, you know, just those guys being basketball players.
That's head coach Josh Hurd with the Cookeville Boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook, getting ready for another good season and another, second year in the district that they moved into in that new Class 4A as well. Coach Hurd, we appreciate the time. As always, look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Joined now by head coach Dana McWilliams of the Upperman Girls Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. And coach, of course, state champions a year ago, your third gold ball that you've brought back to the program in Baxter. And I'll just start it off. How excited are you guys to get started with another season?
We're really excited about this season. We've got a lot of new pieces to our program and super excited about getting going.
Coach, as you guys get into a season after winning another gold ball, what's maybe the hardest thing about preparing for games when you have that reigning state champion tag next to your name?
I don't think it's any different than any other year, honestly. You know, we have talked and we celebrated last year and we're super proud of last year's team, but this is a new team and we're just going to try to focus on this year, really not looking backwards at all. We're just going to keep looking forward. So it really doesn't change any of our preparation or anything that we do.
Coach, let's talk about that team a little bit. You mentioned some newer pieces coming up. Of course, you lose the couple seniors in Brooklyn Crouch and Emma Conrady, who are big pieces to your offense and defense. But who are going to be the girls that are going to be key contributors this season?
Well, we got a freshman, Taylor Delenty, who has started the first two games. We're expecting really big things out of her. She's has an opportunity to be an elite shooter in this program. We're real excited about her. We also have Bella Stiles, who has came in and is going to play an important role for us, we think. And, you know, we have K.K. Delenty, who's came in, and she's new also as far as, you know, I think she's going to add a big piece to our program also. Some young kids, other freshmen that came in that we're looking to do some big things later on in the season.
Coach, and of course, losing a player like Brooklyn Crouch, a competitor like her, is always going to be tough to fill, but you've had plenty of great players come through the program, and it seems like you just kind of rebuild and refill those roles. And is Jayla Cobb kind of going to be that next player up who tries to fill in her shoes and maybe leads the offense and defense on both sides of the ball?
Well, Jayla is a special player, no doubt. You know, we always talk about when you have great players, you don't try to replace those players. You just let the kids be who they are and find their role and figure out, you know, what suits this team best. And my two seniors, Abigail Johnson and Jayla Cobb, I'm not sure that it gets any better as a pair that we've had in this program. You know, we've had a lot of great players. We've had a lot of good combinations, too. But I would say they rank right up there at the top as two great leaders, great basketball players. They've been a part of our program their entire lives, and they've grown up in the program. And they're just really special, both Jayla and Abigail. Jayla is, you know, she's taken a little bit more of that point guard responsibility for us a little bit, her and Bella Mullins, and they're doing a great job. And you know, we've seen what both Jayla and Abigail can do. They're both special players here.
Talking with head coach Dana McWilliams of the Upperman girls basketball program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, obviously already about a week and a half into the season, have played some good basketball teams already. What have you liked so far from your team in a couple of wins?
I really like our depth. I think we have a lot of talented players on the team, and I think that's going to be something that we're excited about and hopefully something that will help us down the road. These kids really play well together. They have good team chemistry. We got some young pieces and some new pieces, but seems like everything is meshing pretty well to be, you know, getting ready to have game three tonight. So, you know, I've liked how hard they work. They've worked extremely hard in the preseason to get ready to this point. And so I think they have a chance to be a special team.
Coach, what do you think is maybe the biggest difference from last year's team to this year's team?
Probably depth, I think, probably. You know, like we talked before, you know, you have two seniors last year who were great leaders and great competitors for our program, and you got them, you know, you lose Miss Basketball in Brooklyn. But, you know, Emma Conrady did a great job with this team last year also. I think, you know, it's just we're just going to try to keep moving forward.
Coach, I remember talking with you about Emma and her being a senior season last year, now playing college ball as well. And you guys had a conversation early on in that season saying, hey, this is what you have to do to improve and become a really good basketball player. Do you have any players like that this season where you can kind of see their potential? They just haven't met it yet, and you think they could meet that this season?
Most definitely. There's several kids. You know, I wouldn't want to mention anyone in particular, sure. But there's several kids that I think, you know, can really – they're going to have a great career here at Upperman. And sometimes, you know, along that way, you don't know if it's going to be immediate or if it's going to be down the road. But they work so hard, and they try to do everything that we ask them to do. And they've got some talent. And, I think we have opportunity for several kids here to really have a lot of success in the next few years.
Lastly, Coach, you've been doing this for some time. You've won three gold balls. What excites you the most just about coaching basketball in general?
Really what excites me the most are the relationships that you have with the kids and getting to know those kids and watching them from the time they come to you until they graduate and see how much they grow, not only as a player but as a person. And it's exciting every year for me to get these young kids in and really watch and see the changes that they make on the court and off the court. And every year I really look forward to that. And, you know, I try to hopefully build strong relationships with all the kids. And, you know, I hope it's something that they can be proud of to be part of this program. And so that probably is the thing that excites me the most is seeing how people improve and how they change and how they grow as they stay here.
That's head coach Dana McWilliams with the Upperman girls basketball program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, we appreciate the time as always, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Okay, thanks so much.